Hi, listeners. We are still continuing on the maturing of the body of Christ and bringing them into the full maturity and the fullness of Christ, so the body of Christ throughout the earth can rise up into the place that God wants them to be, so they can fulfill God's purposes in and through their lives. As I have said many times, that each believer has a destiny in Christ. Each person has a work to do on earth, and God is calling the body of Christ to come to a higher realm than where they have been, and to grow up into Christ, into those realms of Christ, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, so we can sit and rule with Him and carry out His work on earth before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to bring the body of Christ to this supernatural realm of God, where Christ is seated, so we are seated with Him as joint heirs, and we will operate on earth as one unit, in unison, in oneness in Christ, so that He can flow through us and accomplish His work through us. These works are His works. He will empower us, He will strengthen us, He will equip us, and He will build us up into those realms as we surrender our lives, as we submit to the Holy Spirit and to the Word of God. He will accomplish everything that He has pre-planned for the believer, even before the foundations of this earth. He has pre-planned all these things for us as born-again believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the Father's will to bring the church into this place, into that glorious place where each believer will begin to shine, each believer begin to operate on earth the way He intended us to operate. And as I begin this message, I want to read a prophecy that is given to the body of Christ, and I want you to listen to what the Lord has to say to the body of Christ. Listen carefully. My glory that is hidden in earthen vessels of my believers are to be revealed in these last days throughout the earth. This world will have a full demonstration of my presence and power through my followers. Those that believe and follow me with unwavering faith will display my presence to this broken world. I have many things in mind to accomplish on earth before my return, and I will use my true followers to carry out my will on earth. A great harvest of souls are getting ready to be reaped throughout the earth. It will surpass what the church has seen so far. These souls will come from every nation, from every tribe, from every language, and fill my kingdom, which will cause great rejoicing and celebration in heaven. As the darkness covers the earth, the glory of my church will shine even more brightly across this earth, bringing souls into my kingdom. The powers of darkness will not prevail against my great army of my believers. I have given them the keys of the kingdom so they can fulfill my will on earth. Even though sin is rampant on the earth, it will bow down to my glorious gospel wherever it is preached and lived. The world will see the power of my gospel at work as they see the transformation of lives of people that trust in me. I will watch over my church and guard my church throughout the earth, so my church will rise up to be all that I have desired. My church will rise up to be a mighty, united, unified voice throughout the earth to display my glorious love to the lost. The lost will experience an undeniable depth of my love as my church displays my love through their lives. There will be a great outpouring of my love, my mercy, and my grace that will cause the lost to run to me. And my church will be there with open arms to to welcome them into my kingdom. Some of the worst of sinners will become mighty warriors and powerful voices for me as they demonstrate my goodness to mankind. I have great plans for my church in the coming days. I will release my vision into the hearts of my true shepherds so they can lead their flock into this realm of great glory and power. These shepherds need to take careful consideration of their lives and be examples for my flock as they lead them into this new realm. I will watch over and guard my flock from the evil one as they walk in full obedience to my word and my spirit. So take heed to what my spirit is saying to the church. Do not turn to the right or to the left, but keep your eyes fully focused on me to fulfill your destiny on earth. You will complete your race and fulfill your calling with great joy and victory. Amen. As the Lord has spoken these words to the body of Christ, we need to take heed to what the Spirit is saying to the church. God wants to release His end-time vision to the hearts of the believers, beginning from the shepherds, the leaders of the church. He will begin to release the vision to His leaders, the true leaders of the church, and He will begin to release that vision into the leaders, into the hearts of the leaders. And as they grow in that vision and mature in that vision, they will be able to lead the flock to where God wants them to be. God is going to open a supernatural realm of His glory that the church has not walked in for many, many centuries. It's a glorious realm where you are going to see the power of God manifest through the church, through the body of Christ, throughout the earth, setting captives free. Every manner of disease, every sin, sickness, disease, habits, mental torments, demonic oppressions, all that will be destroyed by the power and the authority that God wants to release into His believers. It's not only going to be the fivefold ministry only, it's going to be His believers throughout the earth. And as the fivefold ministry get hold of the revelation and begin to prepare the body of Christ and release that vision into their hearts, the vision that God has released into the hearts of the leaders are to be released into the hearts of the body of Christ. And they need to nurture them, and they need to prepare them, they need to build them up and strengthen them, and God will equip them and raise them up into those realms. God has an awesome plan for the body of Christ, each individual person. He has giftings, He has callings that He will release into His believers. And He will build them up and raise them up, and He will place them in their perfect rank in the body of Christ. It's an army. It's an end-time army of God's warriors, spiritual warriors that will be raised up to carry His gospel to the ends of the earth. Wherever they are on this earth, they will rise up to those realms. And no evil force of darkness will be able to stop them, because God is their refuge, their strength, their protector, their defender. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. God will be their rear guard. He will surround them with His favor, and He will use them in the way He has always desired them to be used. God loves the body of Christ. He loves His children, His sons and His daughters. And He will back every person that steps into their calling by faith and operate in those realms by faith. It requires faith in God to operate in those realms. It's bold faith in God, trust in God. And you step into those realms, and God begins to use those people. He will surround them with His angels to protect and guard and lead them. And the Holy Spirit will teach them everything that they need to know. And they will find out at the right time, at the right moment, God will be there working through them to minister to others. Mark chapter 16, the last scripture says, as the believers went and preached everywhere. As the believers went and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following. That's what the Lord wants to do. He wants to manifest His glory through His believers as we go about and share His word and minister His word. He's going to do the works through us. He's going to manifest the power through us. We don't have to be concerned whether He's going to show up or not. He has promised in His word He is going to show up. That's His desire. He wants to manifest His glory so it will bring glory and honor to the Father as He works through the believers performing the works of God on earth. So He's inviting His believers to open your hearts and have faith in God and a desire and a hunger to come into these realms. For some of you, yes, it may be a realm that unknown to you and you are not sure whether you can be used of God or not. He's telling you to trust Him. Just simple trust. Simple childlike faith. You say to the Lord, if You want Me to be used in this fashion, I'm open, I'm willing. Now, I cannot do these works myself, my strength, or my human wisdom. It's not going to work. If You desire to use me, You certainly can, and I'm trusting You to do it through me. And that's all He's asking. Just a simple faith, like a little child, to trust Him and to know that He's going to come through. And He will give you the vision that He has for your life, what He has for you to do. He's not going to show you the whole picture all at once. But from glory to glory, as He changes you and transforms you, and as He builds you up, and as He strengthens you, and as He equips you, from every season to the next season, you will know what you are supposed to do. You will know what you are supposed to do in the season you are at. And then when you are through with that season, the next season He is going to bring you into, you will know what you are supposed to do then. And that vision will increase, and you will begin to see His plans little bit more clearly. And then He will take you to the next realm, to the next phase. And you rise up into those realms by faith, not by your intellect, not by your human understanding or wisdom. You do it by faith. It's heart knowledge, not head knowledge. It's heart knowledge. Your heart is open to Him, and you are receiving the revelation, the vision, the wisdom, the knowledge into your heart. All at once you begin to understand His calling. You begin to understand what He wants you to do for that phase, during that season. Yes, you do not have the whole picture. He's not going to give the whole picture, because we will try to do it on our own and then we will mess it up. So He's going to give us a picture, what is necessary for that season, for that phase. And then when we are through, He will bring it to the next realm, and He will show you what we are supposed to do in that realm. And that's how He takes us. And as long as we are open to Him and completely submitted to the Holy Spirit, because He is the one who leads us and guides us and shows us the things and teaches us all things. And He will show us things to come, the Bible says. He has been sent to help us. He's our helper. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He has been sent to help us. All you have to do is to depend on Him. Don't try to figure out anything that God has called you to do, because you can't. It's too much of a greater plan than you can ever come up with. So just trust the Holy Spirit that is in you, and He will lead you to those realms. But you have to have an open heart, a willing heart that will say, Lord, use me. Lord, I will walk by faith. And I want You to use me. I will do what You tell me. I will go where You want to send me. I will go. I will speak. I will do Your works as You work through me. Those believers He will take, and He will mold them and use them in an awesome way that you never could ever dreamed of. God loves faith. It's faith that moves God. God moves and operates in this kind of faith. Childlike, simple trust. Saying, God, I trust You. I have faith in You. I believe You. everything that you desire to do through me, you can do it. And I'm going to allow you to do it. Give me the grace and the strength and the wisdom so I can be obedient, so you can fulfill your plans through my life. This is where God wants to bring his end time army in the coming days. Amen.